Hey everybody out there, this is your girl Tanya and I'm back with a new topic. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me, meaning my ex. Let's talk about sex. Yes, that's right. This is for all my adult listeners and also my sexual active listeners. All right, so let's get started. Hey guys, I just received my bathroom and kitchen towel sets from K's Inspired. They are so cute. Handcrafted with my monogram on them. I love it. For the kitchen set, I got a pot holder, kitchen towel, and the oven mitten, all for one great price. So go now and purchase yours at www.etsy.com/shop/K-Inspired Shop and receive 10% off your purchase with the code Florida Girl. All right, you guys, go out there and support your small businesses, okay? All right, talk to y'all soon. Just recently, me and my ex decided to stop having sex with each other. And the question was from my ex was, when is it that we're going to be able to be in the same room without being attracted to each other in a sexual way? So my answer was for that, January of 2021. Now, I know some of us out there still participate, and it's okay. It's okay to participate in having sex with your ex. And being that me and my ex aren't seeing anyone, I felt like it was fine and everything was good. Until that question came about. Now, how do I feel about that? I'm okay with it. My ex is okay with it. So we're going to give this a whirl. I go see my ex next in January. And we're going to see how this whole thing plays out. Now, yes, I am still attracted to my ex. As far as my ex being attracted to me, I'm not sure. But we're going to see. Now, although it's your ex and you feel like, that's a little, risky, which it is, because sometimes emotions get in the way of your sexual, needs. And I noticed that sometimes sex portrays a way of connecting you with the other partner. And it does. Because some people who do have sex with someone, they catch feelings and they feel as if sex is a way of saying, hey, I like you. But to the other person, it could be mutual, meaning like they don't have that attraction in that way. They have their own attraction of being attracted to you in a sexual way. So you have to be cautious and careful when it gets down to this. And the reason why I picked this topic is because when she spoke upon it, I was like, okay, let's see how many of my listeners out there agree or disagree. And being that this topic comes up a lot because nowadays we run into the situation of our exes, still coming on to us just, by being around them or being in their presence, And I've had future past relationships where I did, encounter with having sex with my ex, being around them. Because it's still an attraction there, even though you guys are mad at each other. And sometimes it depends on how you break up with that person. If you both come to agreement on it and it's one of those not so salty breakups, it could possibly happen. Or it just may not work out as you guys being in a relationship together, but it may work out, by you guys being just friends. So I guess it's according to how you look at it that you see if it works or if it doesn't work. And if you still have feelings for this person, like heart feelings, emotional feelings, I suggest you don't do it. it takes for you to not have those feelings anymore, but just still have the sexual attraction. Because I feel like the best sex is from your ex, because you know what to expect. You know what it is. You know how, what they like and what they don't like. They know what you like and what you don't like. Instead of going, you know, into a new partnership and being like, oh gosh, I got to start all over again. Although there's nothing wrong with that either, because some of our exes probably done lost it, or you probably are not feeling those same emotions that you used to feel, you know. And if you find a new partner and say that new partner is something different, something new, something unique, then that's good for you too, just as well. But yeah, so this topic came to me because of, you know, her asking that question. And her and I talked about it, and, you know, we came to a mutual agreement that, hey, we'll just try not having sex, see how this works out. Because for some reason, it seems as if we still catch feelings in a way, and she's trying to move forward from us being, you know, in that situation. So, guys, let me know what you think. You know where I'm at. You know how to hit me up. I thank you for listening to this topic here. And I'm hoping that you guys are staying safe. And have a wonderful holiday. All right. Talk to y'all soon. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com. Or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.